if you don't use this, you have to solve the Schrodinger equation.
And in general, the Schrodinger equation is hard to solve in three dimensions. I will start out with one dimension. So I first solve the Schrodinger equation for a periodic function in one dimension. And this is called the Kroning-Penney law. We have the Schrodinger equation, and now there's a periodic function here. And we need to solve this and find out what the dispersion relationship is and the density of states. And this is one of the few problems where there are analytic solutions, this Kroning-Penney model. They're not always easy solutions, but at least there are solutions in this case. And you have two regions. There's region one and region two. And in either of those regions, the solution of the Schrodinger equation is just sines and cosines. If you've got an electron in either of those regions, they're just sines and cosines. So we'll have to find those solutions and then match the boundary conditions that the wave function is continuous and its derivative is continuous at the boundaries. And we'll be able to find the solutions to this problem. It's very similar to this problem that I talked about for light moving in a layered material. So light waves moving in a layered material is similar to electrons moving in a periodic potential like this, and also similar in that it has the features that there are certain wavelengths that will get reflected out. So there are certain energies of the electrons when they come in from the side. If you try to shoot them into a periodic structure like this, the electrons will get reflected out.